It's the 50th anniversary at Walt Disney World, and golden statues are appearing all over the resort. Have you peeked at the list yet? No? Good, because we're playing a golden statue guessing game. And have you ever showed up on Main Street or like anywhere at Disney and wept? Yeah, you have. Don't be weird about it. Well, we're talking about cry moments at Disney too. We got all this and so much more fun on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks.
Golden statue guessing time. Golden statue guessing time. Never had a reason, never had a rhyme. Golden statue guessing time.
Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. The We Like Theme Parks Podcast.
Yo. Bring
it
back now.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other new fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. I'm not crying. You're crying. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and cries at parades from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. It's true.
It's very true. But it's I think adorable. I might even be on one of our Instagram lives crying about it.
Oh, no. I got to find dig that one up. It's so beautiful.
Magic happens. I'm telling you, it happened in my heart and came out of my eyes.
And we're also joined this week by comedian, Diz Nerd, and a guy who cries in his ice cream. It's Mark Andrada. What's up, Mark?
I cry tears of joy in my ice cream every day of my life.
So friends, we got a big show today. Lots going on in the world. Did anybody see that Hawkeye trailer that just came down the pipe?
Yes. I'm so mad at Marvel for getting me excited about Hawkeye. How dare they?
What are you doing, Marvel? Like, yeah, everyone loves to hate on Hawkeye.
I'm pumped about this show.
Right?
It looks awesome.
And it's Christmas, which is my favorite thing. Like Christmas Hawkeye? What?
Yeah, I feel like they're really leaning into, is it Die Hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like that type of Christmas energy, right?
Yeah. And it's working. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't think of another way to make Hawkeye interesting and make it
and
Christmas.
And I think it's cool because in the comic books, he's deaf. Or goes deaf after a period of time. And They're in the trailer, they have hearing aids in Jeremy Renner's ears. So I think canonically now he's deaf.
Oh,
which is pretty cool.
Okay.
It's a nice thing for,
you got to speak up and enunciate around Hawkeye or he won't be able to shoot you with an arrow. Cool.
I just think it's cool for representation purposes, you know?
Hey, I think it's legit. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. And having a superhero that's part
and
deaf.
I guess the villain is also deaf. And In real life, they cast a deaf actress. So.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, this is all exciting. Like all thumbs up. How many times do we have to say this? Oh, here comes another Marvel thing. And then it's like, oh, it's awesome. Of course it's awesome. They're all awesome.
I don't think I've ever done the, here comes another Marvel thing.
All right. It's just been me. Fair enough. You know, I'm just.
You're sick of Marvel?
No. I'm not sick of it. I'm just like. We've talked about this where I'm like, oh, it's a secondary character. I don't really care. Like, do I like Hawkeye? No. And then the trailer comes out and I'm like, well, that looks really cool. I guess I'm in. And then, you know, there I am taping it. I'm watching it. I'm like, here we go. Okay.
I'm really interested to see like the Kate Bishop storyline.
Sure.
Because I think it kind of is reminding me of The Incredibles, like Wonder Boy or whatever. Incrediboy.
Oh, Incrediboy.
You know, because she's sort of taken up his... Hawkeye's vigilante character and is like,
really?
I don't know. In the trailer, it was showing like, what is it? Ronan, the guy that he pretended to be during, like, before they figured out how to fix Endgame.
Yeah.
She's posing as that and like doing vigilante justice and he has to step in, which I just think is cool. I feel like it's like an Incrediboy storyline where she's just a huge fan and teaches herself archery and then maybe isn't making great choices. But
yeah, again, I'm not a huge comic book nerd and I don't know, but from what I've heard, I feel like Hawkeye, she becomes Hawkeye, and then they mm-hmm. kind of, there's almost like two Hawkeyes for a little while, and maybe he goes back to Ronan. It gets confusing, but I'm sure this mm-hmm. will retcon it somehow and make it all make a lot of sense and be awesome. And so, but you know what? You know what it says to me, guys? Halloween. Why Halloween when Christmas is right around the corner, baby?
No.
But they're not going to release. What's wrong with you?
They're not going to release this till November.
I love Christmas.
Yeah, the end of November, actual Christmas time.
Yeah, they just released the trailer now. They're not putting it out now.
I'm just saying, did it not give you vibes? Did you not get Christmassy vibes? I did.
Yeah, it's Christmassy vibes, but it's not going to come out until Christmas. They just gave you a trailer. That's all they did.
I almost
if they released it before Halloween, then I'd be like, hey, come on, Halloween first.
Well, I almost put a wreath on the front door. So just, you know, from those vibes.
As long as it has skeleton hands and like pink and or yellow or orange and black bulbs, then we're good.
You know? No, I'm not.
I am. This is giving me ideas for our Christmas, our 12 days of Christmas radio play, though. Maybe it's Marvel themed this year.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Nice idea.
Yeah. I like that. Hey, guys, there's more news out there. There was a couple of important birthdays that we missed. Do you want to just quickly give a shout out to some birthday boys?
I would love it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play the song. Here it comes. Hey, friends of the podcast, I'm looking at you, Marty Adams. It was your birthday, Martello. Happy birthday, Marty. You guys can say happy birthday, too, if you feel like it.
Oh, I called him and wished him happy birthday. So
I didn't. So happy birthday, Marty.
I sent him a text. He never replied. What a guy. And Dustin.
He didn't reply?
No, he didn't. He did not. Well,
Marty's picking favorites.
He replied, and then I said, dude, call me, and then I haven't heard from him. He's so Hollywood, right? And it was Dustin Foose's birthday, guys. Let's give a happy birthday to the D Money.
I wished him happy birthday as well.
Happy birthday. I also texted him. I think he went outside, he ate food. He had like a cool lunch. He told me about.
You know what? Dustin didn't reply to me. So there you go. Oh, or even Stevens.
Even Steven. It feels good. All right. Well, I feel like that's enough birthdays, right? Since we've been ignored by a couple of the birthday boys. So, you know, there you go. That's what you
it's
get.
Okay. They're busy. It's their birthday.
So you think they can't even say hi to the We Like Theme Parks people? Jeez.
No. I mean, listen, on my birthday, don't bother me.
Bother me on my birthday. I want to hear from you. I could use a little bit of love. It's nice. Miriam, how do you sit on birthdays? Do you want some attention or do you want to be left alone?
A little bit of both.
Okay, that's cool.
Kind of, you know, kind of in between. It depends on the year, too. Depends on what age I'm turning, right. I think.
So if you're feeling old, you're like, don't bother. But if you're feeling like young.
No, that's when I want the attention.
Oh, okay. Somebody call me. Okay, got it.
Can we do one more birthday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, there's more birthdays? Well, whoops. Yes. Whose birthday is it now?
Gina from Bodies by Beignets. Happy birthday.
Hey, all right, Gina.
And I texted her, I called her, and I did her hair, and we had cookies. So all the things. Wow,
that feels like a whole birthday party.
Happy birthday.
I texted her, called her, and also did her hair, and she did not respond to me at all.
That was such a bummer.
I ate a cookie.
Weird when you were doing your hair, especially.
Yeah, so weird.
I ate a cookie and I thought about Gina. So that's good, pretty close. I think that's about birthday things, birthday vibes. Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Sheena. And by the way, Bodies by Beignet are back for season 2. If you are interested in food, Disney food that's healthy or not so healthy. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Check out Body by Beignets.
You're getting a bit of a rebrand.
Rebrand, more junk. Eat the junk food. It's more tasty. I'm excited to have Sheena and Shelby back on so we can talk about like food that isn't good for you. Finally. God, that took a while.
because you're so hard up, about Chris.
That. Yeah, that's
Chris never gets to talk about unhealthy food.
Never.
I got something. There was a bit of news that came out today. Did you hear about this? Did you hear about the news that came out?
No.
Should I say today? What if it's not today when people are listening to this? Anyway, a bunch of details about the Galactic Star Cruiser came out. Did you read or hear about this?
What?
Yeah.
I did not. So
they've gotten into some of the specifics about the cabins and stuff. So the cabins, every single cabin is going to feature its own quote unquote window into space.
Nice.
Offering ever-changing views.
Anxiety.
Yeah, right? It'll have ever-changing views of spectacular ships and heavenly happenings. So there's always going to be stuff happening outside your window, which I think is super cool. They talked about the accommodations, like how many beds are going to be in a room. There's going to be a double bed, two bunk bed berths, and a pull-down like Murphy bed type thing in every room.
Space Murphy.
So I guess, yeah, Space Murphy.
Yeah.
You know, he was in eighth grade with me, Space Murphy. He was one of those kids that like only was in your class for one grade and then moved to another school.
Right. To another town.
Space Murphy.
Space Murphy.
Always trouble.
See ya.
Had his house key wrapped around his neck by the string.
Yeah.
He's not a good kid.
So spacey.
He's not a good kid, but you know what? It's because he didn't have good parents. He never had a chance.
Latchkey kid.
Yeah. So was I. Who am I kidding? They also went into a little bit of detail about the lightsaber training. So we all saw the lightsaber that came out.
Yeah.
Like the super cool real lightsaber that
yeah.
they have.
Yeah, yeah.
And this goes hand in hand with a drawing that I saw a long time ago that was the lightsaber with the RF technology in it.
Yeah.
They were the patent for that had a was attached to a drone.
Yeah.
That also had the RF technology that would shoot lasers.
Cool.
Yeah. So like it looked as though the drone and the lightsaber would talk to each other so that no matter where the drone shot the laser, it would always hit your lightsaber.
Cool.
Looked super cool. And then they released a bunch of information about the dining options. The restaurant is going to be called the Crown of Corellia.
Yum.
On the first evening, it will be a wildly dramatic dinner show.
Okay.
It's going to be a live, I'm not going to pronounce this right, Twi'lek performance.
Oh.
Will take place on the first night. And then on the second night, it will be a tour of a dinner based on different planets. So all the different courses are going to be based on different planets.
That's
inspired
so
by planets.
This is the Dagobah plate. It's a salad. Just a bunch of green vines. Eat it.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it.
Anyway, it looks super cool. There's a bunch of information that's out about it now. And those are sort of the main big points. They talked about the lightsaber training. They talked about the droid racing. That's stuff that we already kind of knew about. But now they've absolutely confirmed that there's going to be a cocktail bar and there's going to be a dinner show.
Great. So Twi'leks, I don't know if you remember these guys. Remember Jabba the Hutt, how he had that dancer that was like attached by a chain? That's a Twi'lek, apparently. I think that's a...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So they've got like
a weird sort of like they would look like they have a slug head. is that a way of describing?
Yeah, they have
anything?
These like long blue appendages like on their heads. Yeah,
like tentacles, kind of.
Yeah, that's it. Tentacle. That's a way better word than slug head.
Snail.
Well, that's cool. So it's going to be a dance extravaganza and a dinner and a show. I'm in for that. That sounds great. Hey, listen, you're spending thousands of dollars. Pile it on, baby. Give me all the entertainment that you can possibly give me, all the value. And then when there's nothing going on, I'm going to stare at my space window that apparently is going to do stuff all night long. I don't even know if people are going to sleep. They're just going to stay awake for 48 hours. They paid for the two nights, zero sleep, all Star Wars all day long. I'm in. Sign me up.
I think that's the idea, right? They're going to be so saturated with stuff. Apparently all of the cast members on board are going to have storylines that they're following. And again, we likened this before to if you know what Tony and Tina's wedding is, which is sort of an immersive theatrical experience where you go to Tony and Tina's wedding and shenanigans happen. Mm-hmm. It feels like the same kind of thing, except, you know, less Italian and more outer space.
Yeah.
And hopefully the food is better. No offense to Tony and Tina's wedding. It's caterers.
Hey, Tony and Tina's would have been better if there was some Star Wars in it, to be totally fair. You know what I mean?
That would've
been
wild.
There will be a wedding in this spaceship.
Could you imagine a destination wedding on the Galactic Star Cruiser? How much would that cost? Oh my. You know what? We just gave Imagineering an idea and they're writing it down and they're going to charge a gazillion dollars. So get ready. Somebody out there will do it. How many space Star Wars nerds would do that? I mean, my hands also
up. A lot, probably.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Star Wars nerd and I'd be tempted.
Yeah. Right. Amazing.
Yeah. I know very little about Star Wars. I've seen them all, I'm sure, but I just don't freak out about it the way other people do.
Right.
It's fine. I don't hate it, but, you know, I'm not as excited as some other people.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, that was a lot of, like, it wasn't a new segment.
I have one more. Well, we already talked about Christmas a little bit, but let's talk about it some more. Did you guys see that Disneyland is doing some after-hours events for the holiday season?
No.
Ooh, no, I did not. What's going on?
It has a really dumb name. Again, I think they're really struggling with names right now. It's called Disney Merriest Nights.
They're tired. Give them a break.
That's tired. That's bad.
Wait, hold on, hold on. How do they spell nights? Is it with a K?
It's N-I-T-E-S.
Oh, okay. I was hoping it was with a K and then it could be like various, cool. Like they'd be like a celebration, but these like knights in shining armor that have Christmas lights on them. Like
they're just wrapped in Christmas mm-hmm. bulbs. Yeah, that's yeah, pretty yeah. cooler. Yeah.
I could be on that.
So there's going to be 6 holiday parties and they start at $165 per person.
Whew.
Let's see the event details. So there will be uniquely themed parties with some favorite Disney characters, including Mickey, Miguel, Tiana, Elsa, Lilo and Stitch, Buzz Lightyear, and snow moments on Main Street USA.
It's going to snow on your head.
Cool.
Yep. And Santa Claus will be making an appearance. Early admission to the theme park.
And more snow.
It says 5 p.m. That doesn't seem super early to me, but I do think these ones go till midnight. So.
Oh, good.
That's pretty early if you're going to midnight.
Yeah. So they're bringing back the Christmas Fantasy Parade, which, whoo. I don't know when the last time you guys saw that one was, but it is tired. It needs needs to be redone real bad, but that's okay. It's still fun.
Well, maybe this is the goodbye year.
Yeah.
It says after hours access to attractions, ride some of the park's classic attractions. It's a Small World holiday and Haunted Mansion holiday, but don't you get access to like all of the rides?
I'm very confused by that wording,
I guess.
They're saying after those are the cooler because it's after hours. You're doing it at dark. You know, it's really dark outside. I don't know.
I guess. But isn't the park always open till midnight?
Yeah. You got me beat. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. What, anyway. You're trying to create value for this $160 ticket. We're not doing so well. Oh, you get to go on rides late at night? Well, you get to do that. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. There will be festive photo ops, holiday event merchandise, and some holiday treats.
Yum.
So sounds a lot like Very Merry in Disney World, but they're just going to be 6 of them after hours events at Disneyland, which Disneyland has never had a holiday party. So,
well, that's so great. It's about time.
Yeah.
Very expensive, though. So I don't know that I'll be going.
But ooh, how expensive?
It starts at $165.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pricey. Yeah. That's a lot.
It's not so outrageous, though.
No.
It's expensive, but it's not like what?
Like Oogie Boogie was, I think I paid $118. So it's just interesting that it's more, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe more people like Christmas, but that doesn't seem true at all. It seems like a lot of people go crazy for Halloween. So I don't know.
Well, maybe they're having fewer people in the park for it. So they're kind of make it up with the ticket price. Who knows?
Could be.
Right on. Well, cool. Well, that's some great news. We got all kinds of Disney news coming in. We didn't even prepare it. It just happens. It's magical. But you know what we did prepare? Selling shirts.
TeePublic presents
It's Your Shoutout.
TeePublic's where you can find all kinds of Disney and Universal t-shirts. You just go to our website, welikethemeparks.com. It's a great website. Poke around. Hit the t-shirt button. You're going to see some shirts you like. It's a cool way to support us. And you can get really rad stuff for the parks. This week, I want to shout out somebody. It's our new friend. This is @LondonerMatt. Matt is a Disney-obsessed friend. He's a new friend. He's an aspiring writer. He's a master's student. He's from London town. He loves musicals, and he's from London. So I want to know if he saw the Back to the Future musical that's playing in London. Dun, 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 dun,
I'm sorry.
Dun.
What?
You don't know about this? Are you serious?
What?
No.
What are you talking about?
There's legitimately a Back to the Future musical that was in London, England. No
when?
Joke. It might be on there right now. Okay.
No. Dun, looking this up. Na, 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 na. No, get out of here. This can't be real.
It's a real thing. Back to the Future.
Oh my God. He is not kidding.
That's not a joke, man. It's playing in the West End, dude. It's a real thing. There's a website and everything. I think it's playing right now at the Adelphi Theater,
I'm looking at the website. Shh, shh. I am looking at the website. You have got to be kidding me. How did I not know about this? I know what I'm doing with the rest of my life. It'll be listening to this soundtrack. It's playing right now. Chris, it's playing right now. Miriam,
play it.
Can we go?
Yeah. Does it have a list of the songs?
Oh my gosh.
I would
gosh.
Like to know the name. Maybe I it's know. Like.
Here, I'm playing something.
You, Me, and DeLorean Make Three.
No, no, no.
It's the movie, Chris.
No, that was the musical part. Is oh it? My God, is that who I think that is?
I'm Dr. Emmett L. Brown. I'm a scientist.
Okay, okay. I think, what's his name? What's the guy that I love so much that was played, he was in Hercules. He sang the music for Hercules and he played Hades in that.
Bart something?
No, why am I blanking on this dude's name?
Oh, James Woods?
Not James Woods. The guy who sings Go the Distance. And then
yeah, when they, something Bart.
Yes, Roger Bart. I think Roger Bart is Doc Brown.
I guess I just needed to say it twice, huh?
Hey, oh, you said it twice. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Roger Bart plays Doc Brown. I'm looking at the cast list right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Power of Love is featured in this, of course.
Oh, my well, God. Let's go. Amazing.
Let's book our tickets.
I can't believe you didn't hear about this, Mark.
I can't believe I didn't hear about this either. I am losing my mind.
Well, it's a real thing.
I can't talk to you anymore. I have to go. I have to go and watch all of these videos and freak out.
Yeah, dude. It's legit. Well, hey, Londoner Matt, did you see it? Tell Mark about it, you know? Roger Bart.
No, tell me nothing. No, just, you know what? Yes, tell me everything. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to know nothing or if I want to know everything. I'm looking at the pictures. My goodness, the guy who plays Crispin Glover, Marty McFly's dad, really looks like Crispin Glover.
Yeah?
This is wild.
Put your mind to it. Back in time. Oh, man. Huey Lewis jams. This is great.
I got to go.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at the pictures right now. It looks pretty amazing. And Roger Bart is Doc Brown.
Because sometimes things happen in London. They don't come to Broadway. They don't go to Broadway. Like so I'm still mad about this. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad. I'm mad at myself. I want to say I'm not mad at the world. This is nobody's fault but my own. But there was a David Bowie musical based on The Last Man on Earth. Was that last? What's the name of that? You know the one I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What was it called? Not Last Man on
Earth. Major Tom to Ground Control, that kind of thing.
No, it was, it was a lot of the music was from Lazarus, like the last Bowie album. I believe mm-hmm. it was the last Bowie album. It was based on The Man Who Fell to Earth. Mm-hmm. And it had the guy who played Dexter was in it. Why am I blanking on his name? I'm blanking on everything. Michael C. Hall? No, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, Michael Hall, yeah.
Who's Michael C. Hall?
Michael C. Hall, isn't that the nerd in...
No, it's the other way around. Michael C. Hall was Dexter.
Right. And Anthony Michael Hall.
Anthony Hall?
Anthony Michael Hall, yes.
Anthony Michael Hall. We did it. Okay. We figured it out. He's the nerd
in the 80s. He's the nerd in science,
everything.
Until he becomes the villain in Edward Scissorhands.
Correct.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Michael C. Hall was the lead in it. And Alan Cumming was in it in New York because they had a workshop production off Broadway. Mm-hmm. And I was going to go see it. And then I was like, and I just missed it. I was like, I'll catch it when it moves to actual Broadway. It'll be fine. It's for sure it's going to go to Broadway, for sure. And then Bowie died, and I'm like, oh, for sure now, for sure it's going to go to Broadway. It went to London's West End, and Annie Lennox joined the cast. And I was like, oh, I should probably go see that. And then I was like, it'll go to Broadway. It's for sure going to Broadway. Never did. Went to Broadway. Still has not. Still has not. And that was like, what, 2016?
Right.
2015? Something like that. It was ages ago. So I'm still hot about it. My point is, we have to go to London to watch this Back to the Future thing because it might be the only chance we have at it.
De-le-le-le.
It might not go to Broadway.
Let's do it. Let's go.
I'm just excited. I love the music. Yeah, it's amazing. It's cool. So cool. Well, hey, Londoner Matt. Hey, what's up? Saying hi. Deep public. Woo. You guys want to say hi to anybody?
I'm just going to sit here and quietly lose my mind about this Back to the Future thing.
Well, if you're going to weep, we might as well get into this next segment. Hey, guys, you know what time it is. It's segment time.
Segment time, segment time, segment time.
For some, going to Disney truly is an emotional trigger, whether it's a connection to your youth, maybe to another loved one or a special time in your life. You know, a walk down Main Street has caused many a watery eye. And today, we want to talk about the sort of things that trigger those emotions at the park, whether it's a person, whatever it is. What is it that brings you to tears at Disney? Because I feel like it's happened to all of us and probably most Disney fans. Would you agree with that, Miri?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get right into it. Crying at Disney. I feel like I got to go right to you, Miriam, because I feel like if anyone has wept the most at the theme parks, I would just guess that it would be you. What is it that triggers that kind of sadness? But like, it's not sadness. It's tears of joy. I don't know. Tell me about your tears on Main Street.
I mean, I cry at least once a trip while I'm there, for sure. It happens all the time when I go. I don't know. I could go through. Did we all pick three? How did we do this?
I don't know. I wrote down a couple of things that had made me emotional, but you know, I don't think we'll go in a circle. We'll just go with you first.
Okay. Well, so this has been happening since I was in high school. I don't know what is wrong with me, but marching bands make me cry. And it's like a hysterical sob. And I don't know what it is.
What does a hysterical sob sound like?
Like, I can feel it in my throat. Like, it's uncontrollable. Like, I just, as soon as I see a marching band or hear one, forget it. I don't know if that's like wrapped up into like growing up nostalgia and parades and things like that. I'm not sure what it is. Any parade, anywhere, if they have a marching band, I'm crying. I can't help it. So, and you know, they just have them out there just performing on their own sometimes.
Right, yeah.
But if they're going to play Disney music while being in a marching band, it's even worse. Right. So the last time I cried at one, it was literally we were walking by and they were doing Darth Vader's theme. Sobbing.
The Imperial March.
That's wild. That's wild to me.
So why do you love why do you love the marching band so much? Like, did you play in one? Or
I don't know. No, I just like, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't watch, like on TikTok, there's like all these videos of like really amazing marching bands and I'll be like, nope, I don't want to cry today. I can't.
Wow.
I don't know what it is.
So you can't do college football either. You're like, oh.
No, yeah. I really, truly, I'm like, wow.
Freak out. Is there,
I don't know what it is.
Is there an emotion attached to it, or is it just kind of a feeling
of overwhelming? It's like an overwhelming joy, for sure. And it must be nostalgia for like parades and being at a high school football game or something. I really don't know what it is. I've never been able to put a finger on it, but it also happens to Kiara. So I know I'm not alone.
Maybe good.
Like
specifically marching bands to Kiara as well?
Sometimes, yeah. Not as intensely as mine, but yeah, we've been known to cry for sure.
So when you guys are watching parades at the Disney parks, she's not like a shoulder to cry on. She's legitimately like weeping beside you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. we like egg each other on. So that will like lead right into parades make me cry at Disneyland for sure.
Yep.
Like Paint the Night, I'll cry just when they make the announcement that they're going to dim the lights on Main Street. I'm like, it's happening. I'll start crying. But I love that song so much. And there's actually a really great, the Lost Bros, they're just like a t-shirt company, but they did a cover of it. Mm. And again, I can't listen to that in my car because I'll just think about the parade and how sad I am that it's still not back. And I love it. But when I'm on Main Street listening to that, it's like, oh my gosh, we're never going to have a moment as great as this again. That's what it feels like a little bit. Like, even though I know I'm coming back, it doesn't feel like I'll ever get that moment back. That makes sense. Like, I'm nostalgic before it's even over. So
I wonder if it's like, I'm not trying to diagnose you. I wonder if it's like a form of like synesthesia.
Maybe.
Do you know? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because that happens to me. And I certainly have that where like there are certain like harmonies in songs. If I play them loud enough, like I'll just get goosebumps. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll like, I don't know how to describe it, but I can taste the music and then I just start crying.
Yeah.
But it has to be at a certain volume for sure. Like it can't be quiet.
Maybe
like,
the marching band thing specifically is the volume that it's at because it literally feels like I can't control it. I'm not even feeling an emotion when it happens. It just like me, it feels like it's inside my body somehow and it has to get out. Like it's wild.
Yeah. I have a specific playlist on Spotify that triggers those things in me. So like,
what,
I
Mark's
know that
Weepy
I need,
Mix?
Like,
is that what that is?
It's called something else. It's not called Mark's Weepy Mix. And it's a and thank you very much. It is a private playlist. but it's songs that have a certain, and they're not all sad songs. Like, some of them are really like happy songs.
Right.
Like, one of them is the opening number from Ragtime.
Okay.
But you know that, like, the big harmonies at the end of that, if you've ever seen the musical or heard the musical Ragtime, the big harmonies that happen at the end, if I crank that real loud, like, I just, like, you can see it on my skin. Like, my arms get, like, the hair stands up and I get goosebumps.
Yeah.
Every time. Like, it's not like it, you know, it's not like I listen to it a bunch and it stops. It's just, it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
That happens to me with Singing in the Rain, with the Moses Supposes scene. I danced my whole life, so watching that tap dance is just like, my brain goes somewhere else. I'm just like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. All these sounds, everything. And I know that they like recorded the taps elsewhere, but and it was two girls who recorded all their tap sounds.
Yeah.
And they had to do the exact same dance. They just had to do it in front of a microphone, which is like the coolest thing to me. Yeah, but
that's so cool.
Regardless, that's how I feel at Disneyland. And yeah, even just walking down Main Street, sometimes I'm like, I can't believe I'm here. And I'll start crying.
Yeah. I think there's tons of musical triggers at Disney that I think Mark's got it bang on. There's just musical moments, you know? Anyway, well, let's keep, I want to dig deeper into your situation, Miriam, because you're a cry a visit. So besides the parades, what else is making you weepy over there in Disney?
I mean, always the fireworks.
Yeah.
You can't get around that.
Yeah, it's the music,
but again,
right?
It's a musical trigger for sure.
Totally.
Like specifically the 50th anniversary Disneyland fireworks, they were so amazing. They did, it was just like a trip around Disneyland with those ones. So, and I remember specifically there's when they're doing the Haunted Mansion, they do the whole like, is this room actually stretching? And then around the hub, they had vertical fireworks that went off and it like burned your retinas to the point where you felt like you could see the elevator. Plus that music, I just instantly am like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen, and started crying, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes if I'm driving and I think about that memory, I'll cry too.
You get the recall. I know we're on you, but I always find that every fireworks show, there is a Walt moment with very like beautiful, touching music. That's the one that gets me where I'm like, he's amazing. You know, but it's such a somber but sweet moment, you know, and I feel like that's like a prerequisite in every fireworks display, is like storytelling, Walt. And then, you know, but anyway, okay, so we know that fireworks do it. We know that parades do it. What about nothing? No musical trigger. Is there just like an environmental, like you're walking down Main Street and it punches you in the face that you're here? Like what are some other things?
It's definitely Main Street. It's usually a holiday time, either Halloween or Christmas time. Like, I love Main Street anyway.
Yeah.
Kiara and I are changing all day long. So we're on Main Street quite a bit.
Right.
Totally. But I love it even outside of just spending a lot of time there. Like, it's always one of the things I look forward to the most. And I always find myself back there, even though all there is to do is eat things and shop, right? But just like to go down, and I like to see it all times of the day. It's beautiful in the morning, right? When it opens, it's beautiful when they turn the lights on.
Yeah.
It's great in the middle of the day to go into that little cartoon room or whatever. So I usually will get a little weepy just when I first walk in.
Sure.
But especially at holiday time at night, if you get like a moment where you're just by yourself, it really does just kind of overwhelm me. Like, I'm really here right now. This isn't a made up memory.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's kind of a rite of passage almost. Like, everybody has that experience because everyone goes in the same way. Everyone has that same look where you're seeing the castle down the end of that street. You hear the music playing. You hear just the hustle and bustle of that area. I think that's just it can resonate with every visitor because they've felt it. They've been there. Whereas you might not get everywhere in the park, but you'll always walk through Main Street and have that connection. So it is special.
And it's intentionally set up like his hometown. So it does feel in a way like you're connected to somebody's childhood, whether it's Walt's or maybe that's something in your hometown that it looks just like that. I've definitely visited places that look just like that in real life. And
like Marceline, Missouri. There. Yeah. Yeah. You can feel it. Yeah. Well, Miriam, yeah, you're weepy, but you know who else is quite weepy is that Mark Andrada guy.
I have one more.
Oh, do you have more?
Okay. You want to hear about? Yeah. Yes.
Keep going.
The first time I went into Star Wars land. Oh my gosh, it was a moment. So I was dressed as Han Solo, as one does.
Yeah.
And it was just me and my mom. And I was thinking like, oh, I'll FaceTime my sister if I get a chance. She'll want to see this. You know, it was, I think, a month after it had opened.
Yeah.
And so we're walking and I was like, wow, this is amazing. But I was like, I love Star Wars, but this isn't going to affect me like everywhere else in the park does. Sure. I'm just excited. It.
Yeah.
And then we turn the corner and I see the Millennium Falcon and I was like, oh my gosh, something is happening. And then Chewie comes around the corner, sees me dressed as Han, yeah, and runs over to me and picks me up and hugs me and makes sound. It's like a whole scene. Everybody's watching, just weeping because it did not feel like it was real life. It was just the coolest moment of my life. Like, I started crying when he just came around the corner. I'm like, oh my God, it's Chewie and there's the Falcon and this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And then he like came up and greeted me like we were friends about to go fly on that ship.
That's
and
awesome.
It was the greatest.
And so were you crying in his arms, in Chewie's big strong arms?
And my mom is like getting a little teary too. Like it was a whole thing that we weren't expecting. We thought we were just going to have a look around and FaceTime a friend, you know?
Get a space drink or something and that's it.
It was crazy.
That's a sweet story.
That's a testament to the cast members, obviously. Chip and Dale made me cry the last time I was there.
How?
Because it was just Chip out. Like at the end of the night right now, they have all the characters up on the train station just like waving and being goofy.
Yeah.
And it was only Chip out there. Dale wasn't out there. And someone in the crowd goes, Chip, where's Dale? And then he made a gesture like, oh, he's sleeping. And just the idea that Dale was too tired to come say goodnight to everyone. I was like, so cute. And started crying.
Miriam.
He's tuckered out from his mess about.
Yeah.
Right?
It was a heavy
That's
mess
such a
about.
Dale move. So totally, cute.
Totally. Okay, Mark. You cry and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I cry all the time.
So what, tell me about when you cried at Disney.
The last time I cried at Disney was the first time I rode Rise of the Resistance.
Wow.
It was when it was over, after you drop. I mean, I was laughing and giggling the entire time. And then as you sort of come around the corner after you, like at the end of the ride, mm-hmm, and the music is happening and it's like, mm-hmm, you made it home. And everybody in my car started clapping.
Yeah.
I started clapping and I just started crying. I was like, that was incredible. I just get overwhelmed by things. And then there it is.
The greatest ride ever.
Yeah.
And you're like outside somehow then too. And I felt like at the end of that, the first time I wrote it, and actually every time I write it, like, oh my God, we're still in Disneyland. Like, it really takes you out of it. Like, you're somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's a big emotion.
I wrote it. How many times did I ride that thing? 3 times. And I cried the first 2 times that I wrote it.
Right. Yeah. And again, it's a music trigger. It's that.
Yes.
That dun, yeah, dun, dun, dun. Like it's that, what is it? The final. Bum, bum,
that sort of victory
bum,
music.
The victory end. Star Wars music. It's always like, that gets me. Yeah.
I also cried at the end of the Hagrid's Magical Motorbike Adventure.
What? Ride. Come on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that ride is so overwhelming. I lost track of how many launches there were on it. And at the end, when you, spoiler alert, I'm going to stop here. Spoiler alert for the end of the ride if you haven't been on it.
Mm-hmm.
When you come around the corner and you see the unicorns.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. I looked at – Abby was laughing her head off at me because I looked at her and I said, that ride was the best ride I've ever been on in my life. And she looked at me and then she started crying. She's like, I've never seen you so happy. Like, I've never been this happy. And then we just had to have a quiet sit after that.
Yeah.
You know, like
process.
I for sure cried the first time I rode Indiana Jones.
Oh, wow.
When you enter the cave and your car is sort of like revving before you cross the bridge and you can see the whole big room that you're in,
mm-hmm,
that moment I was like, oh my gosh, I think out loud I said, you've got to be kidding me. And then I just started crying and just wept when the giant boulder rolls at you at the end, I think it was the second time I said, you've got to be kidding me. Like, it's old hat for us now because the ride's been around for so long and we've done it so many times. But think back to the first time you rode that and you were not like, a boulder rolls out. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah.
Who, like, in your wildest dreams, you go, yeah, that is how I would fantasy book this ride.
Right. Totally.
But they're not really going to do that. How are you going to do that? And then they do it. And you're like, I mean, it blew my mind.
Wow.
So cool. Yeah, they made a whole room go backwards to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And I did not know for years, I did not know that's how they did it.
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea how they were
doing it. It still kind of breaks my mind to ride it and know that that's what's happening.
Yeah. I think it's totally tier worthy, that ride. Totally. Like, the first time you go on it, it's spectacular. So it's mostly of rides and just things that that really connect with you, Mark. Like,
yeah, but it's because it's, you know what it is? It's so many of my senses being overwhelmed at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, obviously visually it's stunning. It also gets, like, because it's you're on a ride, so it's getting your sense of touch going because you're moving around, you know?
Yeah.
And then of course it's also playing music.
Yeah.
So it's all of these things happening at the same time that are just, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree. Yeah. Is that all your tear jerking moments there, Mark?
Those are the first three that come to mind. Yeah. And they're all rides, but yeah.
Right on.
I've cried over snacks before. Anybody else?
Well, come on. What snack made you cry at Disney?
The soft gingerbread Mickey cookie.
Oh, it's good.
Not making this up. It's tear worthy.
Were you crying while you were eating it?
Like
mid chew. Are you weeping? Yeah. Oh, oh, it's so good. Like, yeah.
I mean, I don't eat like that, but yeah.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I mean, I'm sure that is also environment because you're near the Christmas tree and it's beautiful, but you're also having the best snack imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a Christmas tear to anyone's eye.
Do you guys ever witness other people weeping at Disney and think like, oh, like that's sweet? Or is it like, get yourself together, friend. Come on.
I think it's sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
What's not sweet about that? Is that what you're thinking? When we go to Disney and I cry at the marching band, you're going to be like, oh.
No, because we're friends. I'll be like, oh, that's Miriam. That's adorable.
Like,
Some stranger beside me, I'd be like, okay, you know, take it easy. All right.
I mean, most of the time when people are crying, it's not like a loud, hysterical, upset sob. It's
usually like
Yeah, like in the middle of the Finding Nemo musical, just from the back of the house, you hear
go with the flow. You know what? Mark, when you cry, what's your cries like? Are you like, is it understated? Is it kind of internal? Or do you blubber? Yeah, like, what are your tears?
No,
like?
It's well, I mean, crying about what? What are you talking about? Like when I cry at the parks?
No, like a Disney cry.
Well, Disney cry, he calls it now. That's the new word.
Sure, yeah, it's a Disney cry, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's usually quiet. Like, it's usually, like, again, like, it's usually from, like, being overwhelmed. So, like, it's pretty quiet, and it's, like, just tears well up, and then I just need a second to sit down. I'm not, like, blubbering all over the place.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's not like, you know, like, my high school girlfriend broke up with me. It's not that.
Right. No. Oh, that hurts.
That's when we leave Disneyland. But that's in the privacy of your own car, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? That
speaking for myself.
No, but that's the one I wrote down. It's when I leave. When it's done, when I have that moment where the trip is over, which I usually feel on the, like, bus ride going home on the last day, like the Magic Express. I'm always like, oh, that's it. That's the end of my Disney trip. Like, seeing, you know, another year or who knows, sometimes it's longer, you know? And I don't weep, but I get really miserable. And like, I don't know. I'm not a big crier. And I keep, anytime I'm sad or angry, I get very quiet. And so I'm just like still. And then my wife's like, are you okay? And I'm like, she's like, you're sad that this trip is over. You're sad. And I'm like, yeah. But not a lot of tears. I just get like.
You don't do happy tears either? Is that what I'm gathering?
The only thing that really will pull tears out of me is anything that has to do with kids. I will say I cried in Tokyo after my kid got off Space Mountain. And I cried for a bunch of reasons. Like, it was a bunch of things kind of at the same time. I was so proud that my daughter went on Space Mountain. She was 3 years old. B, I didn't go with her. So I was like a little bit like I missed out on this like big moment. And I was just I got a little emotional and, you know, my eyes watered a little bit. And then, you know, I was like, do you want to go again? And she was like, no. And I was like, oh, like I missed a moment, you know, like a big, like special moment between the two of us. But now, like every time we go on a big ride together and she discovers something in that sense of discovery, I get a little emotional. Like seeing mm-hmm. her on Star Wars and on Rise and not being sad, like scared and being like, whoa, I was like, oh yes. She likes, like, you know, it's special when your kid likes something that you're really into, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you didn't have like shove it in their face. You kind of let them discover it on their own. It's really special. So when she's like, I love these rides, I love going here. I'm just like, it's working. I love you, you know? And yeah, those are the moments where I get a little teary eyed. And you know where that moment happens the most, actually? Characters, meet and greets with characters. That's a big kind of water in the eye moment for me. I remember, and again, it was Tokyo. We must have spent 10 minutes with Mickey. We were like the last person. And man, did Mickey spend a lot of time with my kids. And the kids couldn't believe they were meeting Mickey and Minnie. Like they just were beside themselves. It's not, we usually wait for characters. We're usually just princesses. I'm not even going to count them. But anyway, we usually don't.
What?
Well, the princesses, like the kids always want to see the princesses. So it's like, okay, all right. But Mickey and Minnie, it's like you're meeting the president and the first lady of Disney. You know, it's the big cheese. And I don't usually wait. And these guys spent so much time with these kids. And the kids were like, their brains were melting. They couldn't believe that they were meeting Mickey and Minnie. And they were just so happy. And it moved me and I got really emotional. And so whenever my kids see someone that really matters, I get a little bit like, you know, Tinkerbell when Mason met Tinkerbell, because she loves Tinkerbell. Oh my God. And Tinkerbell it's better when you have a character that they can interact with, you know, a
little bit more. But you just said, forget the princesses.
It's the same story with the princesses for me. And like Mason, I don't think a princess is a princess to Mason. I don't think there's one that really resonates like that. She's like, I love this princess because X, or just, it's a Disney princess. I love her. Whereas Tinkerbell is someone that she loves magic and she loves that she's plucky and there's a connection. So when I get to see them talk and she's actually engaging and not just being talked at, you know what I mean? I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, this is the moment. This is it. This is why you pay for this money. So she can meet someone that she's really into and is dazzled by and they can have an interaction. And I'm like, oh, this is the magic. This is the magic. This is why I paid all that money. Oh, it feels so good. And I'm crying. Oh, Jeff Fun Mason, was Tinkerbell nice? Okay, I got a picture. Great. I'm wiping my eyes. And she's like, you okay, Dad? I'm like, yeah, great. Great. Oh, you're so quiet. Yeah. Let's go on Space Mountain. You know, yeah. It's the kid stuff. I don't know. I the music triggers from fireworks. Parades, I'm fine. Rides, I'm more shocked than weepy. It's all the stuff, the interactions with the kids and the kid stuff that really like that's the money cry for me. Anyway. Well, it's really
come on. The main street electrical parade doesn't hit you.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it. It doesn't make me weepy though. I'm more like,
have you seen Paint the Night in person?
No, I have not.
I'm telling you, that one will do it. If any parade's going to do it, it's going to be that one.
You think so? Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I gotta get in on that action.
If they ever bring it back.
Well, truthfully, I've never been a big parade person. I don't watch a ton of parades.
Oh, this one's amazing,
I've
though.
Always been, it's about like, the rides. But then you have kids, and then you, when you have kids, you do parades. And
I'm with you on the parade thing a lot of the time, but Magic Happens, Paint the Night, and Main Street Electrical Parade, I'll drop it all and watch those.
Yeah,
for all sure. Right.
I'll always watch a nighttime parade. I don't care. Mm-hmm. The daytime parades, I can usually take them or leave them.
Mm-hmm.
When I do bother to stop, I usually enjoy them, but I often don't bother to stop.
Right.
Yeah. But the nighttime, I will make it an appointment. Like, I will absolutely watch the nighttime parade.
Right.
I think that's why you'll like Magic Happens when it comes back, is because it's both. They do the daytime one, and then they turn around, and it is also a nighttime one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Which amazing. Is really cool. So they staged it much like a nighttime parade because it was supposed to do both.
Cool.
Right on.
Pretty cool.
Well, friends, that was Crying at Disney. Listen, if you're crying at Disney, it's okay. Let it go, man. Just let those tears ride.
And if it happens to be while Let It Go is playing, that makes sense. It's okay.
Hey, hit us up at What's Up at We Like Theme Parks if you had a special cry, if there's a moment in the parks or something that really resonates with you that brings you to tears. I want to hear about it. Maybe we'll even talk about it. Who knows? Or we won't if it stinks. You never know. All right. Hey, you want to take a quick break and come back and play a fun game? At least a game I think is going to be fun. I guess we'll see.
Okay, sure.
Wow, a lot of excitement here. We've been talking about crying. I get it. We've been getting emotional. Well, let's turn that frown upside down. Friends, we'll be right back with more. Oh, we like theme parks.
King of the Castle!
Okay, this isn't an official King of the Castle match, not in a sanctioned match at all, not one bit. We're just doing something fun, and I need a drop. Okay, so Disney is in the midst of erecting 36 statues to commemorate 50 Disney characters to celebrate the 50 years of Walt Disney World. And today, without cheating from my friends, we're going to challenge Mark and Miriam and see who knows the characters that are being made into statues. There's 50 of them, 50 characters, but who knows the most? I think this is going to be a blast. Guys, have you cheated? Has anyone read a list and knows which characters are being honored in this top 50 list?
No.
I know nothing.
Yes. All right, well, let's have some fun and play a game. I'm going to be Jigsaw now. I want to play a game. Okay, yeah, not appropriate for this podcast. Okay, so let's figure out how we're going to do this. So here's the rules I've kind of cooked up. And we can tweak it if you guys have an idea. I figured since it was 50 years that I would give you 5 minutes to name as many of these characters as you can. Now, you get 50 guesses. So you don't just keep wheeling off names. You have 50 shots. And if you get it right, great. If you get it wrong, that's one you used up. So 50 shots in 5 minutes to name as many of these as you can. And what we'll do is maybe we'll start with Miriam and maybe we can have Mark go on the mute and we can burn through this over 5 minutes and see how many of these Miriam can get. Or should we do Mark first? I don't know. I always thought ladies first, but what do you guys think? Who wants to go?
I'd rather anchor.
So go last. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, well, Mark. First, sure. Yeah. Okay. Mark it is. All right. So I'm going to ask Miriam very politely if you want to step into the soundproof booth over here and hit your mute button and maybe turn down our volume and no cheating. And we'll ride or die with Mark here and see how many of these statue he knows. Okay. Miriam, please. I'm escorting you to the booth now.
Yeah.
Bye, Miriam. Mark. It's just you and me, Mark. All right.
Okay.
You ready to do this business?
I will do my best.
Okay. All right. So here's what we'll do. I'm going to put 5 minutes on the clock. And the way we'll do this, Mark, which I think will be...
5 minutes? That's a long time. I guess I'm naming 50 characters.
It's 50 characters. Yeah, man.
Okay. You're right. Okay. You're right.
So what do I need? A stopwatch? Timer.
I got one here.
Nah, I'll use my own. Okay.
No, here, I've got one. Look at this.
Oh, that's a cool one. Okay. Will it make a sound at the end?
No, it won't.
Okay. Well, all right.
It's on you to make a sound, but you can see it counting down. Like
okay.
That.
Okay. We'll set it back up to 5 minutes. Okay. We'll have 5 minutes on the timer. And what we're going to do, Mark, if you can, give me a quick second to just wait for the ding, the yes or the no, just so I can make sure that I score the character. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds cool. Okay. I've prepared something.
Sounds
here.
Cool.
So you got 50 shots, 50 shots, amigo, to do it. 50 characters have been turned into statues. It's amazing. They're beautiful. If you've seen them around the parks, they're pretty gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're ready to begin?
I have not seen them.
Oh, you have not? Okay. All right. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, and we begin. Go ahead, Mark. Guess away.
Okay. Well, obviously Mickey.
Yeah. Correct. Mickey. Yes.
Minnie.
Correctamundo.
Donald?
Yes.
Daisy?
Yes, indeed.
Goofy?
Correct.
Pluto?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're getting into tougher ones. yeah. I'm going to go, what about Simba?
Simba.
You're killing my time here.
Simba is in.
Okay. Who else from The Lion King? Timon and Pumbaa.
That's two. Correct.
Nice. Who else? That would be it. They wouldn't do Scar. Would they do Scar? This would be a test.
Ooh, Scar is incorrect.
Okay, great. So we know that there's probably no villains, not a lot of villains. Let's go to Beauty and the Beast. We'll say Beast.
No Beast.
No Beast. No Beast. Who would they have anybody? What about Lumiere?
Correct. Lumiere is there.
Cogsworth.
Correct.
Mrs. Potts.
No Mrs. Potts.
Okay, so no Mrs. Potts. That means probably no Chip.
Is that a guess?
Yes.
Yeah, nope.
Okay. Okay. No, gosh, now I'm stuck for a Disney movie. What's wrong with me?
You got time. You got 3.5 minutes.
Incorrect. No Ariel. Okay, nope. So that means we probably don't have a lot of princes, princesses. Peter Pan.
No Peter Pan.
No Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell is correct.
Oh, okay. Nice, Tinkerbell. Okay. So Tinkerbell, this is way off from Tinkerbell. What about Chip and Dale?
Correct two times.
What about Darkwing Duck? That's not really a guess.
You got 3 minutes, buddy. And you've guessed. You've made 20 guesses. Yeah, you got 30 guesses left.
Okay. What about Alice from Alice in Wonderland? Oh, Cheshire Cat. Cheshire Cat.
Correct, Cheshire Cat.
I'm trying to think of other characters in Alice in Wonderland. Okay, forget it. why am I blanking? What about, okay, so there was no, what about, there was no Little Mermaid. What about Jasmine?
No.
What about, how about the genie?
Actually, genie did not make it.
Genie didn't make it.
No, man.
So if there's no genie, there's nobody from Aladdin. Is Aladdin there or Apu?
Apu is correct. Aladdin is not in it. Yeah. Abu is correct, yeah.
Wild. Okay, so I did Little Mermaid, I did Aladdin, I did Lion King. Mm-hmm. What about... There's no chance of Hercules. No chance that there's Hercules in this, is there?
I can't say, man. Move on.
Why?
Move on. Okay. So, I'm telling you it's not Hercules. Keep going.
Okay, fine.
No more clues.
Okay, let's go to Pixar. What about Buzz Lightyear?
No Buzz Lightyear. No.
So that means there's no Woody?
Woody is there.
There is a Woody. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that's probably it for Toy Story. What about the Incredibles family?
I'll just make that one guess.
Okay, none of the Incredibles. When the pressure is on, I really have a hard time remembering movies. What about Coco from Pixar? Coco is a Pixar movie. Coco.
That's a movie. That, you mean the character Coco?
The kid. Why am I blanking? Miguel?
Correct. Miguel's in it.
Oh, Miguel's there. Okay. What about Miguel's weird dog friend?
Yeah. What's his name?
I can't remember.
I'll give it to you. Dante. Okay. Yeah. Keep going.
Dante.
You got a minute left.
Let's see here. what about the dragon from Mulan?
No
dragon from Mulan. Okay.
Keep going. 40 seconds. God.
Why am I blanking on Pixar movies? What's wrong with me? Okay. We didn't even touch on Star Wars. What about Yoda? C-3PO. R2-D2.
Correct.
BB-8.
Correct. 20 seconds.
We need more... I'm trying to think of who else. Okay, classics. What about classic cartoons?
15 seconds.
Dumbo.
No. Oh, wait, what? Sorry. Pinocchio. Dumbo, yes. Pinocchio, yes.
Snow White.
5 seconds.
Cinderella.
And we're done. That is it, Mark. Hey, great job, though, Mark. Wow, applauso. That's really pretty good, man.
I really got lost for a little while there on trying to remember Pixar movies. What happened to my brain? I went from Toy Story to The Incredibles. I missed everything in between that.
You know what? Putting the clock on it makes it way harder.
But I have the clock running in front of me, and I was like, I have to close my eyes and stop looking at this clock. Stressing me out.
No, you did a great job, man. This is hard. This is not, it's not easy to and it's pretty rando. I don't want to say how many you got. I'll announce it later. How about that?
Yeah, you're not going to tell Miriam the number she has to beat?
Well, okay, fine. I will. All right. So let's see.
Oh, and I didn't even, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about, now a bunch of them are coming to me. At no point did I, okay, Miriam's coming back. I can't talk anymore.
Okay, friends. All right. So Mark did a fantastic job. Really kicked butt. Hey, it's not easy, man. There's a lot of these characters. There's 50 of them and only 5 minutes. Whoa. What mean guy would make you only have 5 minutes? This is this guy right here. So we're going to let Miriam come out of the soundproof booth. Hey, welcome back, Miriam.
Thanks.
My sound effect was pretty terrible, but that's okay. All right, Miriam, the number
sounded
for you.
Like I was like in a freezer, maybe.
Something like that. Yeah. was it nice and cool in there? Beauties. Yep. Okay. So same thing, Miriam. 50 characters. You have 5 minutes. I'm going to give you the ant. Like you're going to say, hey, it's this. Wait for the bing or the, you know how it goes. Do as best as you can. The number to beat is 22. 22 characters. Oh, yes. You've got 5 minutes on the board. Ready to begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're off.
Mickey Mouse.
Correct.
Minnie Mouse.
Yep.
Donald Duck.
You got it.
Daisy.
Daisy indeed.
Goofy.
Goofy it is.
Pluto.
Pluto. Yep.
Chip and Dale.
That's a twofer.
Stitch.
Stitch is correct.
Oh my gosh.
Snow White.
Snow White is incorrect. What? Keep going.
Cinderella.
Incorrect.
Oh my gosh. Figment.
Figment is correct.
Ariel.
No Ariel.
God, are none of the princesses on here? Belle. Aurora.
Ooh, yikes.
Tiana.
Yikes, guys. Maybe take
Rapunzel?
The hint. Take the hint, Miriam. Take the hint.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Ooh, wow, that's three guesses. Oh, none of them are there.
Dumbo.
Dumbo is correct.
Aladdin.
No Aladdin.
Genie.
Yikes, that one hurts. Genie should be there, but he's not.
Simba.
Simba is correct.
Timon and Pumbaa.
For two, yep.
Nemo.
Nemo. Great question. Is Nemo there? He is. Something? Nemo is there.
Dory.
Dory is also there.
Lightning McQueen.
Somehow didn't make it.
Mater.
Nope.
Oh, Cars, huh? Woody?
Woody is in.
Buzz?
Buzz didn't make it. You have 18 guesses Sully? Left. Say it again.
Mike and Sully?
Wow, you've got 16 guesses left. You've got Pinocchio. You've got 3 minutes. Okay, yeah, Pinocchio is in.
Pooh Bear.
Winnie the Pooh is there.
Oh, man.
Tigger?
Did not make it.
Rude. Tinkerbell
is in.
Peter Pan
is not.
The Country Bears, all of them.
Except that is one answer, but it's incorrect. You have 10 guesses left.
That was on my list, so. No princesses. What the heck is that?
You're doing good though, and you got over two minutes to go. 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Still plenty of guys on the board here.
Elsa and Anna.
There's no princesses. You have 8 guesses left.
I know. I was trying to go by rides, Frozen, but this game is too hard.
It's not too hard. You got a minute and a half.
What other characters could they want at the parks?
There's lots.
None of them are princess based. That's very weird.
Nope.
How about Walt Disney?
I mean, he's already got a big statue, no?
Fair.
Okay. You got 7 guesses left, Miriam, in a minute.
Can I guess some?
You already got 22. Don't burn in your time.
I know, but now I'm thinking Miriam made me think of some.
Spit out some characters, Miriam. Come on.
BB-8.
BB-8 is correct.
What? R2-D2.
Also correct.
C-3PO? He's already gold.
Incorrect.
He's already gold.
What else is there? What did they
put in? 20 seconds and 4 more guesses.
Miguel.
Correct. 5 seconds. Just spit out a name.
I don't know. Doug from Up.
No, and you're out of time. Out of time. And you had 2 guesses.
Wait, who's the last one? Who's the last one you were going to say?
I was going to say Mr. Fredrickson and Russell.
No, for your bonus one. Mark, do you quickly want a bonus guess because Miriam had one?
Yes, I do. What about, Lady and the Tramp?
2 points for Mark.
I had a feeling as soon as, because we both said Dumbo and I was like, then I was really breaking my brain to try to think of more classic ones, which if Lady and the Tramp is there, I'm betting, Bambi's there.
Yeah. Can we put those, can we each get a bonus guess?
He's doing math. He's not listening to us anymore.
Rude. Oh, sorry. Say it again.
Can we each get one more bonus guess?
Fine. You each get one more bonus guess.
I'm going to say Pongo and Purdy.
Mark, what's your guess?
I'm going to say Bambi and Thumper.
All right. Wow. I got to say that this bonus thing changed the game.
Dang it. Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, our winner with 26 against Miriam's 23 is Mark Andrada. Wow.
Yeah. I'm coming up. I want the world to know. Got to let it show.
If we didn't do the extra guesses, I think Miriam, you guys would have tied, I think. Or Miriam would have won. Anyway. Oh, the extra guesses sunk, yeah.
So read the whole list. Can you read the whole list?
Sure, why not just read the ones you guys didn't get? Because you guys both did a great job. And you guys got a lot of the same ones. But you did really good. All the classic guys you guys all got. Your Mickey Mouses and such. Lumiere and Cogsworth. The Mad Hatter. Nobody said the Mad Hatter. Mark got the Cheshire.
I was racking my brain for more Alice characters,
Yeah, it was Hatter.
No Alice,
but the Cheshire Cat, which Mark got.
What is this? Like, they didn't do main characters?
I think they left out a lot of, like, people. They went with
humans.
A lot of, like,
I think they let, yeah, they stayed away from humans a lot, I think.
Yeah, if they could, it seems like it. Tinkerbell's in. Yeah, she's a fairy, not a human, right? All right. Dumbo and Timothy was with Dumbo.
Dang, I was going to say that.
And with
Pooh. What about Jiminy Cricket? I bet he's in there.
Jiminy Cricket was not in there. No, he didn't make it.
Oh, that's wild. What?
Yeah, it's a big surprise.
Pinocchio, but no Jiminy. Okay.
But
no,
with, Pinocchio, right? With Winnie the Pooh was Piglet. Was not Tigger. Yeah.
Miriam is so offended.
You said Pinocchio. Gus and Jacques. Gus and Jacques.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, it was cute. Mark said Abu. Figment, Dante. Oh, Dante, Mark got as along with Miguel.
To be fair, I could not remember that dog's name. I said the Coco dog.
Dog. I'm a little Marvel here. You got Rocket Raccoon and Groot.
Didn't even think of Marvel.
Yeah. You've got Pua and Hey, Olaf and Bruni. Do you guys even know who Bruni is?
Yeah, the cute little fire gecko.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
So I'm guessing Pascal then.
No Pascal. Which is crazy. Joe Gardner got a statue.
Who?
Exactly. Joe Gardner is the main character from, what's the jazz movie that just came out? Soul, the piano playing guy.
Oh, okay.
So he got one.
Premature. Okay.
From The Incredibles, not The Incredibles, but Edna Mode and Frozone. both got statues.
Frozone.
And Frozone.
Frozone, but no Incredibles.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Mark, one of you guys said Woody, but not Buzz. It's Woody and Bo Peep, her statue.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Sure. We should have been Jesse, but sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with any of them. Sebastian and Flounder are on a statue.
Of course.
Along with...
So I'm guessing the fairies from Sleeping Beauty?
No, they're not there. No, no. And you guys said the rest, you know, Simba, Nemo, Dory, Bambi, Thumper. Yeah, wow. Yeah, that was that.
It's a very weird collection.
It's an interesting collection, yeah. It was totally funky.
Did you see the Stitch one? Stitch one's actually pretty cool.
No.
He's like coming out of a wall. He's coming out of the purple wall in Tomorrowland.
Oh, of course. Saying, I used to have a ride. They got rid of it. They threw it in the trash. Very cool, guys. Well, that was really fun. That was a fun exercise. It was not easy at all because there were some pretty rando names on this list.
Yeah.
So
I can't believe Frozone's in there and not.
Mr. Incredible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah. It's still cool to have Frozone there. I like Frozone.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm still going to give you guys a big applause for doing such a great job. When you put that 5 minutes on there.
Mark for winning.
Yeah, and Mark for winning.
I'm coming up.
Coming up. Great job, Mark. All right. Well, that's it. That's the show. Was that a fun time or what? All right.
Or what? Yeah. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, you got a little winner graphic. That's so cool. All right, friends. Well, hey, did you know more than Mark and Miriam? Maybe you did, but did you do it in 5 minutes? Probably didn't. Let us know how you fared and go check out those. I believe it's 36 statues because some of them are doubled up commemorating 50 characters. Check them out in the parks. Take some pics. They're really cool. They're really beautiful. They're put in all kinds of random spots. Most of them are in the Magic Kingdom. You'll find a handful in Epcot, a handful in Hollywood Studios, et cetera, et cetera. Well, anyway, hey, it's a good place to wrap this bad boy up. So thanks so much for tuning in. If you had a good time, I know you had a good time. Go ahead and rate and review. Why not? That's a nice thing to do. We love hearing from you guys. If you have a segment idea or you just want to say, hey, what's up at WeLikeThemeParks.com, that's where you can find us. You can also find us goofing around on the Instagram at WeLikeThemeParks and on the Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 5, noon on Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
For Mark, for Miriam, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
We like theme parks.
Thanks for jumping in there, Mark. And a big congrats to both of these amazing competitors for knowing about half of those statues. Way to go. All right. We'll see you next week, friends. Take care. Bye.